I'm ready!
Started the recording.
I'm ready to do the show now!
Start the broadcast. We're live.
Are we doing the show, Alan?
Yes.
I'm ready to do a show! I'm all amped up!
Well, we're doing something.
Can we start the show now?
It started.
When do we start the show?
About 14 seconds ago.
Let me know when the 14 seconds have passed. hello, Internet.
Oh.
I just suddenly decided to start screaming at Alan when he was making the show live, and I went, you know what? I don't need to stop screaming because, you know, it's kind of my show.
Yeah.
It's a shared show, so therefore, you know what? I can make it as awful as I want.
Yes, you can.
And you know what? There's some weird people that are probably going to like it, and, you know, people that are going to turn into ringtones and stuff like that. That's always a strange thing when someone goes, hey, I've got something fucked up that you said on a podcast as a ringtone. Here, call my phone. Call my phone.
Oh, no.
When you call my phone, you say fucked up shit, and then I answer.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Which is kind of interesting, because it should just go ring, 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 and then you say hello, and then I say fucked up shit, because if I'm talking to you on the phone, I'm going to say horrible stuff.
Yep.
I'm also not too good on text messages either. We talk about the fact that the NSA must have a whole lot of fun with my text messages.
Oh, yeah. Remember in the days back, oh gosh, the first go around with the NSA back in the 90s when they were playing the games with PGP, they were trying to make, you know, they were trying to make the Clipper chip and the Clipper chip. That chip
for delivering tea.
No. This was the thing that was going to be like embedded in every bit of electronics that was the government approved encryption device that was like backdoored to hell and back.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was the East India Company. No. They used them for getting spices.
No.
Clipper ships, yeah.
Kids.
And the Cutty Sark.
So anyway, there was this meme going around that was like, you put like in your signature of all your on all your emails, like every NSA trigger word, the idea being to flood them with useless crap. So everybody's, you know, there for a while, everybody's email was like had like a little thing at the bottom that was like, you know, bomb, terrorist, explosive, you know, nuclear plans, radiation, you know, just like,
yep,
all these keywords that were.
I mean, that's still going to be pretty valid.
Oh, sure.
That you could still just spam the bejesus out of out of any sort of, like, you know, automated snooping system so that, you know, it just suddenly becomes worthless. I mean, that was the whole, like, attackwatch.com. I don't know if they ever had legitimate plans for that website, but it didn't get off the air ground because everyone immediately started saying, oh, yeah, no, I write a blog. Yeah, you should definitely do that. Or, yeah. Oh, look, there's hotair.com. They don't like you. Oh, let me send you this. Let me send you that. They're just like, oh yeah, you know, here's a My Little Pony fanfic site.
Yeah, kill those motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah. These guys definitely don't like President Obama.
Yeah, talk about some people you need to be watching.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I wonder, has My Little Pony surpassed furries yet on the internet?
I have no idea.
Like, are they now, is My Little Pony now officially like the subversive internet culture that everyone despises and is creeped out by?
I am totally out of the loop on internet culture these days.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know the show's pretty good.
Oh, does your daughter like it?
Well, she's not at the point where we're getting to watch TV, and she really shouldn't be watching TV at this point. Because she should be, you know, learning to, like, use her body.
Right.
Instead of just sitting there and watching TV. And also, we're not big TV watchers, so I don't know how much she's going to watch.
A lot.
But
it's inevitable. You can't.
Yeah, it probably is. But, you know, definitely when she's old enough, I hope she likes it. Because while I'll sit, you know, I've watched an episode or two, but it's just one of those, eventually it's one of those, I'm sitting here watching a kid's show. It's not doing it for me. But if my kid was watching the show, and definitely Vector's kids watch some My Little Pony, and let me tell you, it's not uncomfortable when that shit's on.
That's one of the great things about having a kid is you get to do all that stuff, and you're like, it's, you know, it's for the kid.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'll teach her how to play video games. Beat the shit out of her, Adam.
Yeah, right.
You gotta get better, get stronger, and then if she starts beating the shit out of me, then we're looking at something.
Yeah.
Hey, people make money these days on that shit. She could be a professional gamer.
You never know. That could be like instead of being like the football dad, like where you're like driving your kid to, you know, be like the big star football player, dreaming of them being in the NFL. You'd be like the gamer dad.
Yeah, why like, not?
You know, wanting her to be the, you know, the competitive. You know what are they? Oh, I was apparently on YouTube, the game, the channels where people like watch other people play video games are like the most popular watched things in existence.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, since I've
got to sound like an old fucker talking about the kids these days.
Yeah. God. No, my wife definitely she's definitely walked in on me watching people play Call of Duty. Goes, why are you watching people play video games? Well, easy, because instead of burning like, you know, 2 hours playing the game, I can burn you know, a half hour just watching these people play the game way better than I would ever do it, and then I'm satisfied, and you know, I don't have fucking time to play games now because I'm a dad.
Right.
I haven't touched my Wii in forever. I want to play some River City Ransom. I hunger for it.
My Wii is in a box, and I don't even know where it is.
Your Wii's in a box.
That's right.
All right, let's play some music. People are getting drunk.
All righty then. It is Thursday, July 3rd, 2014. And this is episode 111.
And for those who are curious, Jay is on assignment,
right,
in New Jersey, allegedly.
He's hunting the swamp. What is it?
The Jersey Devil.
He's in the Pine Barrens hunting the Jersey Devil.
Yep. There's going to be an NRA Publications, you know, thing, yes, where they're hunting it with the Ruger SR 7.62.
Yes.
Because that'll, you know, that's the
H&K Blast-O-Matic.
Yes. Whatever that weird, like, striker fire. Oh, H&K's built a striker fire. It's a whole lot cheaper, except we're going to charge a whole lot of money for it. It's one of those. God, guys, come on. But then again, Pete, you know, just like the, you know, the Glock 42, everyone fucking hates it. But oddly enough, I bet a bunch of people are buying it because it's Glock.
Of course.
And then the H&K, the same thing. There's people who like their H&Ks, and they're wrong.
Yep. Oh, speaking of music, since it's the 3rd of July and we're gearing up for the Independence Day holiday.
Oh boy, oh boy.
I have a new favorite song. And I put the link in the chat earlier. I'll put it in again.
What's the group called?
It's done by College Humor.
Oh.
So it's on the collegehumor.com site. But it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, it starts off with the, you know, power ballad sounds. And
wait, there's punk rock. There's punk rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, it's got screaming guitar. The way you think biscuits are more like cookies than scones. Fuck philosophers, yeah, it was the sorcerer's stone. Fuck your weak defenses, cause it's spelled defense. Your pounds make shillings, but our dollars make sense. Actually, we do accept the euro now. Hold on. Yes! Oh, yeah. Do they accept the euro? I thought they were all uppity.
What?
I thought they were all uppity about the euro.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Anyway, yeah. That's my new favorite video.
Yep. Yeah, and I got to say, for all those people that say, you know, they do it better in England, yay, why don't you go there?
Yeah, exactly.
Their immigration policy's just as bad as ours, so you,
yeah,
just
you can just roll go right in.
And go through and, you know, have yourself your crumpets and crappy tea and all of that, and spell all your words with extra letters that aren't needed. It's almost like French, but
and,
not
and
quite.
Driving on the wrong side of the road. And
driving, and shitty cars.
Yeah.
They got some fucking garbage-ass cars there. Yeah, you could enjoy it's, you know, it's one of those like, you know, here we've got Chevy. Their Chevys over there are Citroenans, which is like, imagine the worst Chevy in the world and then make it European. Does Chevy still own Citroen after the bankruptcy?
Oh, I don't even know.
All right, somebody call in and tell me if Chevy still owns Citroen.
I better check. I don't even know if the stupid phone's working. I need to check that.
Oh, God. Alan, are you serious? You don't know if the phone's working? Here we are having all this phone sex before the show started when you could have been on the phone line.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, you know, it is a good idea for Alan to be finished to completion, you know, just before the show starts because, you know, keeps him focused. Gives him the eye of the tiger. Does it give you the eye of the tiger, Alan? I can't see your eyes because we don't do video chat.
Yeah, phones are working. Streaming's working.
But what about the eye of the tiger?
I hate that song.
No, I'm talking about the eye of the tiger. I'm not talking about the song. I'm talking about until you get the Eye of the Tiger. No. It is a bad song, though.
So anyway, I don't know. I don't know if our call-in topic is going to be that successful because we've got like three people listening. But if you get a wild hair and want to call in,
as in a wild hair across your ass?
Yes.
I've never understood that. What does that fucking mean?
I don't know.
I mean, it's one of those, you know. Let's delve into TMI, but my butt is not a clean shaven place, and so there's some hairs, and I don't comb them, so they're probably pretty wild.
Yeah, well.
So there, I mean, I don't know if the question is what's the definition of across my ass? They're definitely around, and in the vicinity of. I don't know if they're directly across, and is that where it gets bad? Where the wild hair across your ass is makes you ornery?
Well, let's see. I'm going to look up the etymology of wild hair.
Yep. This is important stuff. And no, it's not wild hair like a bunny. If you had a bunny across your ass, that would probably make you ornery. Got anything?
Yeah. Well.
Oh, by the way, to all our listeners in England, fuck you.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's going to be the 4th of July tomorrow. Got planned?
It's going to be the Independence Day.
Yeah, it's true.
I did a little rant on that on Facebook, but you didn't see it because you're not on Facebook.
I am not on Facebook, but no, I agree. It is definitely Independence Day, not 4th of July. But unfortunately, I fall into complacency and laziness and just refer to it as the date. But I know what it is.
Oh. Well. It is not.
Spit it out, Alan. Come on.
It's not a hair like, you know, a hair that grows out of your
It's a
skin.
Bunny?
It refers to a rabbit.
No shit. Why would that be across your butt? Is it like that
it
old
originated,
joke? About-
it originated from a wild hair up my butt.
They didn't say butt.
Well, up my ass. If you had a wild hair rabbit, this thing on the internet, it's. Yeah, I don't know. It's the etymology is very strange on this one.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So it is,
but it is not hair like hair on your head or, you know, hair grown out of
your skin. H-A-R-E.
It's the rabbit hair.
Huh. Well, that is...
Traces go back to as far as 1813, and the Oxford English Dictionary says it's of American origin.
Of course it is. So therefore, it is very appropriate for Independence Day. Fuck you, England. We've got better sayings than you. You could say, come on, blokes, can I nick a fag? Or, you know, call your underbritches pants. No. Pants are your pants. They're not trousers. My wife evidently says that that trousers are a specific kind of pants, but I don't go that far because I dress like a hobo.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sure at some point that was that way, but who the hell knows?
I think trousers are made of linen or something fancy.
Yeah.
Not denim.
Anyway, the topic for call-in.
Yes.
If it really was the zombie apocalypse, and this was actually suggested by Brita, and it was damn good.
But she's on assignment, maybe.
Yes. If it really were World War Z and you got infected, you were bitten by a zombie, and you are, you know, it's inevitable, there's no cure, nobody's going to swoop in at the last minute and save you, which gun would you want your loved one to use to deliver the coup de grace on your ass, to put you out of their misery? Which, you know, would you care? Would you want it to be something special, kind of like a last meal kind of thing? Or would you just, like, say, I just get it over with?
Last meal of hot lead?
Yeah. I mean, would you want it to be special and significant? Or
What about you, Alan?
I kind of tend toward, a nice load of 12-gauge buckshot right in the head.
You know, that's actually me, too.
No chance, complete obliteration, you know. Because the problem with a 22 or something like that is it just might not do the job.
Well, especially you don't know how zombies work.
That's right.
Because the question is, does it need to turn their brain into mashed potatoes, or do you just need to, like, you know, get them in the brain? Their brains are super duper vulnerable, so therefore.
Right. Yeah. Is it like the vampire, you know, stake in the heart kind of thing? Is it just like any penetration of the brain?
Oh,
is it over?
Alan, the stake in the heart does not kill vampires.
Well, that's the.
Nope. Does not. Stake in the heart simply pins them to the earth and immobilizes them.
All right.
And therefore allowing you to easily chop their head off and burn their body.
Okay.
Which is what you need to do, or let them get exposed to sunlight or what have you. But the stake in the heart, that's kind of a Hollywood thing as far as all the proper mythos and all that.
That's a shame.
It's not like fucking Buffy where you stick a pencil and then they turn into an ashtray.
I kind of like that.
I never liked the whole, like, you know, just, you know, get them anywhere near like a toothpick and they turn into an ashtray. Not good.
I kind of prefer the silver bullet and werewolves. That always made a lot more sense to me.
Yeah,
because silver was going to be poisonous to them. So
yeah. No, that's fine. That works out well. And it's not that it needs this. It's just silver in general. I mean, it's just anything that's silver is going to do damage to them as if they were a normal person.
Right.
But they're not a normal person. They're a werewolf. Because they're not hurt by normal things. Hence the reason why Earl Harbinger smokes so many damn cigarettes. Which, can you blame him?
No.
Plus, you know, he's rolling in dough, so it's not like...
If I was like...
George Burns?
No, I mean, if I was like, nothing could make me ill or sick or, you know...
Such as George Burns.
And I was, like, immortal or something, I'd probably be smoking like crazy.
Such as George Burns.
He's dead. Isn't he dead?
He's just retired.
Oh, George Burns. I thought he was dead.
Well, I mean, that was how he announced his retirement, as they said that he slipped in the shower and died. But in fact, he is somewhere listening to this podcast, actually, smoking cigar after cigar after cigar and drinking scotch.
Him and Elvis hanging out together?
No, Elvis is dead.
Oh.
He died. He died of drugs.
I'm pretty sure I saw him in Vegas.
Costco? You saw him in Costco?
We have a caller.
Buying the bulk container of peanut butter?
That's right.
Elvis loved his peanut butter.
Hello, area code 661.
It's me, but it's Skype, so it's Kevin calling from Tucson.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello, hey, Kevin calling y'all? From Tucson. How hot is it there?
About 85.
It is the same temperature here.
It's nice.
We just had a storm roll through. It dropped from 170 to 86 in about 10 minutes.
That's about right.
So,
did you say 170?
Yeah, he said 170.
107.
Oh, 107.
Okay.
I could have sworn I heard 170.
that's exactly what I heard, and it's one of those like, oh, cool, you can cast your bullets easily. Just set the ladle out on the windowsill.
What?
Set your bullet ladle, your lead ladle out on the windowsill, and then then pour them into the mold.
Yep. But of course, it's kind of hard to get them to set up.
Well, that's what your refrigerator's for.
Well, yeah, that's why you bring it inside to the AC.
Well, I have an answer for your question.
Good.
I wanted to make sure I'd actually, crossed over before they did it, but they could pin me to the ground with a bayonet and take my head off with a Mossberg 590.
Ah, so another vote for the shotgun.
Yep.
No, absolutely. There's nothing that's going to be more effective than that.
Yep.
And I also concur to you on the choice of shotgun. I was only specific on the gauge and the load, but I agree the 590.
Well, I like the 590 because you can stick a bayonet on it.
Ah.
That's why I have mine. That's the only reason why I have a 590. That's the only reason why Mossberg won out in the old Mossberg versus Remington race was, the Mossberg, you can stick a bayonet on the end of it, and a shotgun with a knife on it, it's friggin' awesome.
Yep.
Well, you never know when you're going to run out of bullets, right?
Also, Kevin, the nice thing to think about, too, is it also leaves that your loved ones behind it. Make sure that they'll be properly mourning, because seeing your head come apart definitely will make sure they understand the gravity of the situation.
Boy, that's for sure.
Instead of just let's just shoot him and move on. Yeah, well, he was kind of an asshole. No.
You don't want one of those shots that are like leave no blood and leave a nice looking corpse. You want it obliterated.
That's right. Yeah.
If I'm gonna go, I'm gonna splatter something.
Closed casket time.
Yep.
I think also the same idea is like a nice soft point from like a Weatherby 460. That'd be nice. Plus the muzzle flash will set you on fire.
I also gave consideration to the long distance. I mean, like a 338 Lapua or something from 1,000 yards, just to make sure this there's no blood contact with the uninfected, just.
But what are you going to do for that? Are you going to be actually your own spotter? Low left.
Yeah, maybe. be pretty effective.
Okay, the first round took his left arm off.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if they pulled it and just like took off like your lower jaw? But of course, I mean, Kevin's pointing out is also, do you want him to? Do you want it to be like in the Dawn of the Dead, where, you just sit there and wait for it to happen and watch it happen, and then as soon as it happens, ba-doom. Or do you just or do you actually want to just go? You know what? I don't want to ever be a zombie. So, why don't you just ice me?
Yeah, I kind of want to. I kind of want to die before I turn into a zombie. I don't want to be one.
Yeah. I gotta imagine being a zombie's gotta suck.
Well, you're talking about the zombie thing. I was watching, Walking Dead, and the scene where I can't remember the character's name, but her sister got bit, and she stayed with her until she turned, and then she shot her in the head. Just to make sure.
Yeah. No, that's a common trope.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like if you're gonna turn. I mean, why wait? I mean, why run the risk? Just get rid. Just do it quick.
And just make sure I'm not breathing before you shoot me.
I wouldn't even say I just.
Nope.
It's got to be painful, man. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No. Definitely go with the definitely go with the, well, shit, I'm going to go. Why don't you definitely make this a, euthanasia?
If I know I'm going to go, why don't I just do it myself and not make somebody else have to do it? You know, well, I can suck start.
That's not the question, Kevin.
Yes, that's not the question.
But yeah,
unless you are your own loved one, and then of course, you know.
In which case, then I'd want a frag grenade.
Then you want to do it with your right hand.
You don't want to have a stranger do it.
That's right.
Man,
make sure your hand's not numb.
Yeah. All right. Good night, people.
Yeah, there's an explicit rating on this puppy for a reason.
Yeah, no, I was sitting on my hand all day. Now I can't feel my gun.
And Rita's mom has joined the. it's Ellen's birthday, so everyone say happy birthday to Rita's mom, Ellen.
Happy birthday, Rita mom.
Yeah, she's
happy birthday. Does that mean we can have Rita back?
I don't know.
All right. Cool. Let's talk about SWAT teams, and then people can call in.
Okay.
And if Kevin wants to talk about SWAT teams, too, I'm sure Kevin's got something to say.
Yeah. Well, okay, so
I got a great example.
Let me talk about why we're talking about it first. We actually put it on the show notes for last time, but we didn't get to it. But the ACLU has done this gigantic report, and you can read it online. It's all over the place, and we link to it, where they actually studied the use of SWAT teams and things like that across the nation. I should say they studied ones that would actually give them the data, and that's a whole nother story. And basically they found that, what you read in the news is really, really is accurate. These, you know, they're way overused, and they're used for stupid crap that they shouldn't be used for. And it's completely out of control. So anyway, go ahead, Kevin.
Well, the perfect example here is the Pima County Sheriff's Department did a raid on a guy, Jose Garena, a while back.
Yes.
And killed him in a drug raid, obviously. His only crime, apparently, was he has a brother-in-law or a brother, I'm not sure which, who has, you know, some run-ins with the law. But they raided his house one morning early, and his wife and child were at home, and he'd just gotten home off of his third shift at the mine. And his wife said there are people outside with guns, so he got his AR-15, and when they kicked his door open, he was in the hallway. He didn't fire a shot.
He didn't take the safety off.
They opened fire on him.
Right.
The safety was still on his rifle when they recovered it.
Yeah, I'm posting the video. I just posted it to chat. You can watch these clowns.
Oh, yeah. They
do this raid.
Yeah, I saw this one. It looks like the Keystone Cops.
Now it's all over. No one has been charged with anything. No drugs were found in any house that was related to this thing. And, you know, it's just, they were sued and they, I remember what the settlement was. It was nowhere near as substantial as it should have been. But, you know, they're killing
people. I remember they tried to hit, like, charges on him just to try to make it, like, you know, into something legit. Because, let's face it, as soon as they went in the house, they realized, no, we're pretty much just doing it because we fucking felt like it. A ballistic armor vest. Well, yeah, because the SWAT team's going to put, you know, 70-some rounds into your house. It's a good idea to have a ballistic armor vest. It's a shame he wasn't wearing one.
You know, they could have arrested him at work. They knew where he was.
Yep. There's another case. Is the, I forget the guy's name, but the guy from Ogden, Utah, who was the Iraq war vet who was growing a little pot because he found it worked a whole lot better for the PTSD than the drugs his therapist was prescribing him. And so he was working the night shift at a Walmart distribution center. and he was a model employee and was always on time and was, you know, drove there on a regular basis. But instead, they decided to wait until a few hours after he'd come back from his shift and he was in bed asleep with headphones on to drown out the noise of daytime. And, you know, they kicked in his door and he had no idea what the heck was going on and just knew someone had kicked in his door. And he did exactly what he should do to someone who kicked in his door, and he started shooting the people. And they tried to give him the death penalty and all that stuff, and he ended up hanging himself in his cell.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those, like, this could have easily been done with the, I mean, his play. I mean, there's always the risk, and with every, I mean, people talk about, you know, police officers, oh, you know, there's the added risk of this guy, you know, may have had guns and all of that stuff and a lot of that. But that goes for every cop. Every single cop that stops a car for speeding or a busted taillight has to assume that this person is armed and hates cops. You know, sort of.
And as Alan has pointed out previously in other podcasts, when they come up against somebody they know is a badass.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do a SWAT raid on him.
Of course not.
Nope.
They're not stupid.
Because then they might get killed.
Yep. But with the but with this guy, I mean, they could. I mean, the Walmart distribution center has a policy; it's a gun free zone, and so therefore, you know, there's at least that added level of protection of, since he's a model employee, maybe he follows all the company policies, and if he has a gun or has a carry permit, I didn't know if he had a carry permit, but you know, maybe he wouldn't bring his gun with him, so they could just, you know, pull him over as if it's a traffic stop and then just ask him to step out of the car and arrest him and, you know, read the charges and, you know, show him the warrant and say, you know, we're going to go search your house. We think that you've got marijuana. But nope. Instead, they had to stack up and break out the big guns and the black ninja gear and go in guns blazing and not even, like, you know, ring the doorbell, because, you know, God forbid he, you know, tries to flush 3 full-grown marijuana plants.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah, you better have a better toilet than I have.
Yeah, that whole they might get rid of it, destroy the evidence argument has always been complete bullshit.
Oh, it's complete bullshit. Because it's one of those, like, if they can destroy the evidence in the time it takes you to knock on the door,
yep,
and give them reasonable time to answer the door and then, you know, go, okay, well, they're not answering the door. Now we can do an entry into the place.
Right.
You know, sort of situation. If they can flush the amount of drugs they've got in there, you really don't need to be doing a no-knock raid. You could do something a little bit more smart.
Yep. And frankly, if there's little enough evidence that they can get rid of it that quick, then, you know, they're not somebody you need to be concentrating on anyway.
Yeah, or just, you know, friggin' dress somebody up in street clothes and send him in, yep, to buy some drugs. If it's some sort of, like, you know, right, fortified, this guy never leaves his apartment. All he does is have people come by and they bring cash, they leave with drugs, and then his distributors come and get.
Yeah, but they don't want to go after those guys. They're dangerous.
They are dangerous, and they don't want to go after those guys. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, bad neighborhoods. I mean, it was in Jamaica Plain, which is, you know, one of the great murder capitals of Massachusetts. There was a raucous house party, and first there were calls on the, you know, the music's really, really loud. It's the middle of the day, you know, sort of situation, you know, can, you know, there's people getting in fights out on the sidewalk. Can you please send somebody by? There was, like, 9 or 10 911 calls to this, of the, you know, then someone was shooting a gun, you know, sort of situation, and there were fights and all that. And then the responders only came when there's a dead body on the sidewalk, because they didn't want to go there. I don't blame them, but except for the fact that, you know, I do blame them, because they decided to, you know, to button on the shield. You know, I don't blame me, because I'm not a cop and I don't want to be a cop. That's not a job I ever want to do. And, you know, I really respect the people who do the job, because not a job I want to do. And I'm glad that job exists and we need that job. And I'm glad there are people that want to do that job. But if you want to do that job, but you don't want to do the, you know, oh, this is dangerous. Yeah, of course it's dangerous. That's why they give you a gun, and that's why they give you a bulletproof vest, and that's why they give you a radio, and that's why they give you a whole system of you can call for backup and all that stuff, because it's dangerous. So there's going to be some danger. It's not supposed to be a safe job. And of course, these days it is a safe job. It's a really safe job. You know, I mean, you're the most danger police officers in is when they're giving someone a speeding ticket on the side of the highway,
right?
Because then some drunk can plow into you.
Oh yeah, they love running into.
All right, and I want to talk about I want to talk about the current event now.
The what?
Of the Salt Lake City story.
Oh, okay.
Another Utah story. Come on, Utah. I thought you were cooler than this. I thought you were one of the cool kids. What the hell is the and this has got a lot of levels. I think we're on the same page, Alan. But we'll see where it goes. Is the this guy got a call at work, and it was from the Salt Lake City Animal Control saying that he had a dead dog in his yard. And it was dead because police had shot it. And please come home and deal with this. So the guy came home, and it turns out that the cops had gotten a missing child report, and they had went into his gated backyard, and the dog allegedly acted in an aggressive manner. It was a Weimaraner, however the hell you say that, but the officer felt concerned for his safety and shot and killed the dog. So what do you think about this one, Alan?
Well, you know, here's the thing. A lot of people, okay, I am the first one to stand up and say, you know, stop killing all the dogs. But at the same time, you know, sometimes you got to shoot a dog. I'm sorry. They're not, you know, we're not talking about somebody's little Shih Tzu here. You know, we're talking about a, you know, and the thing about dogs is you can't wait till they bite you to decide whether they're bad or not.
Yep.
You know, I mean, well, you know, granted, okay, there's an argument to be made that the cops shouldn't have been in the backyard.
That is the only argument I will make. I'm actually perfectly willing to play devil's advocate towards the cops and say that everything that they have to say about the encounter with the dog is 100% true. There's no reason for me to think that it's 100% true, but you know what? I'm going to give them that.
Right.
And I will perfectly say that if everything they said is true, then yeah, that dog needed to get shot.
Yeah. In fact, I would, in that circumstance, I'd have shot the dog too. Of course, I wouldn't have been in the backyard.
That's exactly
where in the first place.
That's where I get pissed off at this issue. Is at the same time, yeah, of course the dog was aggressive and was going to attack
right.
you. We're trespassing into his yard.
That's right. He was and defending his turf.
Yep. And of course, for anyone who hasn't read the story, the real stinging thing that comes onto this, and you know, this really puts a nice cherry on top of the story, is it turned out the kid had like gone down into the basement and climbed underneath a box and fallen asleep. And when the parents were calling his name, he was fast asleep and didn't wake up, and they didn't see him because he was under a box, and they didn't think to look under the box. And later, either he woke up or looked under the box, and they called the cops and said, oh, yeah, that missing child that you're looking for, he's right where he should be. And so now it gets to the point of what were they doing in the backyard? They did not have a warrant, but they don't need a warrant if they have probable cause. But what's their probable cause? They obviously didn't hear this kid in the backyard because the kid was not in the backyard.
Yeah.
He was at home.
Yeah, well, they didn't hear
a kid in the backyard because there was no kid in the backyard. There was just this dog.
Well, plus, how would the kid have gotten in the backyard in the first place?
Well, I mean, I assume that they didn't force entry on the gate. So, therefore, and I don't remember how old the kid is in this situation. I don't know how young he is. But also, I mean, it's one of those, this was a good distance away. It wasn't like this was their next door neighbor, and so therefore
right.
that is like the most likely place of the kid likes to go over to the neighbor's house and play.
Right.
Maybe he's playing in his backyard.
Right.
You know, sort of situation. No, this is very, very obviously the cops were sent on a wild goose chase by no fault of their own. They were called and told there was a missing child and they should treat it as such, even though the child was never actually missing. Totally understand that. But the bottom line is they were on a wild goose chase and it sounds like they were just looking busy.
Well, yeah, this kind of falls under you have to judge it based on what they knew at the time. And all these guys knew was there's a missing kid somewhere. Now, you can also argue about whether they were searching efficiently or effectively and, you know, what the hell were they doing in somebody's backyard and what made them think a kid would be back there, you know, were they just doing the whole, you know, I'm a cop, I can go wherever I want to thing, or, you know.
Well, that's what this really reeks of, is just the, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes to find this kid. But it's just one of those things of the, you know, what, should they kick down people's door? Maybe, you know, maybe the house six streets over and five houses down is the crazed child molester, and they abducted this kid in there, got the kid down in their custom-made rape dungeon.
Right.
And while I don't know that they have a rape dungeon down in their basement, I think we should definitely kick down the door and go into everybody's basement.
Right.
No, that's not. Or every car parked on the street, should they break the lock on the trunk and look in the trunk of the car to see if somebody tucked the kid in the trunk for safekeeping?
Every shitty old van that says free candy on the side is doomed.
All right, that is probable cause. That is official. That is officially probable cause.
Yeah. But the problem is when it, you know, it comes, I don't, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's always a shitty situation, and, you know, it's, you know, shitty things make shitty laws. I don't know. You know, I'm the fact is when a dog decides to attack you, whether you're in the wrong place or not, you know, despite what, you know, animal lovers like to think, you know, dogs are not people.
Nope.
They are animals. They are, you know, and no matter what the cop, you know, even if he was in the backyard, you know, where he wasn't supposed to be, you know, he's defending himself at that point.
Oh, I'm not saying the appropriate solution for this is that the cop should have gotten bitten by the dog or all of that. And I mean, the guy that owned the dog was like, what, you couldn't back out and shut the gate? Well,
no,
probably not. I don't know what this yard looks like. I don't know the proximity, but it sounds like absolutely not. It sounds like it was a very small yard. And the cops didn't have a whole lot of room to work with once the dog was aggressive. And so fully understand that. But it's one of those situations of the, I mean, I wrote in my blog, you know, there is definitely a dog that I am concerned that I'm going to have to shoot in my neighborhood. It's a big dog. He just, whenever he's outside in the yard, he's always barking at people and not in the, you know, I mean, I get, you know, every dog barks at you in the yard,
right,
you know, sort of idea. But this dog definitely seems a lot more aggressive on it. Maybe that's just how he is and all of that. And it's all good. And just when I go by this house, I am always on the other side of the street, and I've always got my eyes on this dog. And the only way it's going to go and nothing happens every time I do this, because, I mean, most of the time the dog's not, you know, not in the yard, so it's no big deal. But, you know, in the cases when the dog's in the yard, it's no big deal because the dog stays on his side of the fence and I stay on the other side of the road, and that's the end of the story. But if that dog, it's a short fence, so this dog very, very easily could jump the fence. He's never tried to, and so therefore, you know, it's not like I completely avoid this street at all costs. You know, if I'd seen him trying to jump the fence, I would avoid the street. But the, you know, he just so far just seems to bark a lot, and so therefore it's probably not that big of a problem. That's probably just how he is. I don't know. But if he ever jumped that fence, that's exactly when I'm going to start shooting. But that's because now he's suddenly outside of his containment area. He's off a leash. He's not being supervised. And I'm minding my own business and more than likely pushing a baby stroller, which means that, you know what? The chances of somebody getting killed is real, real high, and so I'm going to kill that damn dog.
Well, but, you know, also, you know, we have the 21-foot rule for people with knives, right?
Yep.
And it's even further for dogs because they can cover that distance a hell of a lot quicker than a human with a knife can. And, you know, if they're going to bite you, they're going to do it. I mean, you see these videos on YouTube all the time, you know, the cop dogs where they're practicing takedowns and stuff.
Yep.
And you got the guy out in the padded suit and he's got the padded arm thing and the dog, you know, these dogs just run up and just take them down like it was nothing.
Yep.
You know, and,
so yeah, but it's one of those things of the, but meanwhile, at the same time, this the fence that this dog is in has a gate, and you know, I haven't looked at it to see if it's locked, but you know, but it's also a real short fence, so I can hop over it no problem. If I suddenly hop over into that yard, I'm the one that needs to get mauled.
Yeah, sort of. That's where it turns weird. I don't know. I would just say, you know, guys, you know, cops that are shooting dogs and stuff, you need to be a little more careful.
Well, that's just the big thing is why the hell were they in this guy's backyard?
Yep.
And that's the bottom line is that the problem arose is the fact that, you know, yes, the dog was aggressive, and I have no doubt in my mind that this dog was completely aggressive. You know, even though it's not a particularly aggressive breed and blah 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 blah. But again, bunch of dudes suddenly walk into the backyard of a large dog, and he's not used to that happening. Yeah, no, chances are he might get nasty. And you know, in that case, yeah, no, you gotta shoot the dog to protect yourself. But again, if you don't trespass in somebody else's yard, you don't need to worry about the dog biting you.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to drop off. Oh. Let somebody else.
Thanks for calling. So. Yeah, there ain't anybody else, but thanks anyway. Thanks, Kevin.
That's what happens when Brita's not around.
Yeah, I know. It's yeah.
Or people are going someplace fancy.
I blame the holiday.
For the holiday.
Hey, we got another caller. It's area code 843. Hello.
Hey, this is Ben. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine. How are you?
Doing good. Couple of things. First off, I do doubt that the dog was as aggressive as the officer seemed to claim. My guess is the dog barked and approached him but didn't go into attack. But even if what he's saying is true, just like he has non-lethal means to deal with people, he could use those same non-lethal means to deal with that dog.
I'm actually going to argue on that one because I got to say, overall, I don't like tasers and pepper spray and all of that. And maybe pepper spray is more effective on dogs. I don't know. But I know I have heard a million and one stories of dogs getting hit with tasers and it doing exactly nothing. So, you know, they move so fast and all of that. The chances of them not
getting... Well, I was thinking more of the pepper spray. But,
yep.
But I've seen too many videos of cops shooting dogs that what I wouldn't call aggressive, I would call being alert. Just barking and approaching, wasn't in attack mode, yet they shoot the dog. So I'm not going to take his word for it, he had to shoot it. And quite frankly, I'm of the opinion, especially he's going somewhere he shouldn't be going, he needs to err on the side of caution. Take the bite before shooting.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to ask somebody. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Yep, but
you're not.
Also, at the same time, we're good libertarians, and so therefore
we wouldn't be there.
No, we need a warrant to go in here. Yeah. I'm not trespassing on somebody's property.
Let's change it a little bit. Let's say that there were a clear. You know, maybe let's say the kid was in there or something, or they had a warrant and something like that. And, you know, then, in my mind, that just makes it even more clear cut. I mean, there's, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that makes it a lot more. But also, I agree. It's one of those there was a case, I think it was out of Tennessee, where the police officers were doing a raid and the dog was, I think it was chained up. I think it was chained up in the garage, and the police officer shot it. It's one of those dogs on a fucking chain, you know, situation. And I think that's really more of an issue of like the militarization of police is we give these guys, you know, black fatigues and helmets and plate carriers and full auto weapons and all of that. They're set up like soldiers, and they don't have the crappy rules of engagement that our soldiers have. But at the same time, you know, their job is not to go in and kill everybody in the room sort of situation. But at the same time, I think they go, but we can shoot the dog. And they get away with it. So, yeah, they can shoot the dog.
And a lot of times they can
shoot. Well, I saw one. I can't remember where it was, but somebody had stolen some stuff from this guy's yard, and he calls the cops. And you see the cop pull up, and the dog is evidently sleeping or laying down in the back of a pickup truck right in front of where the cop pulls up. And when the cop pulls up, the dog jumps out of the back of the truck, and yes, he does approach the officer. I've seen that happen with numerous dogs. I mean, that's just what they're going to do. When somebody comes into the yard, they're going to come up and they're going to bark. This officer, instead of getting back in the car, he just pulls his gun and shoots the dog.
Yep.
And the reason I think the reason it's become more prevalent is because they know they can get away with it.
They
so they're like,
can.
Hey, you know, if I screw up, I'm not going to pay any penalty. And so, well, I take the chance. I'm just going to shoot any dog that's walking towards me.
Yep. I mean, that's really the underlying issue. It's also goes with this case is the why were they in the guy's backyard? Well, it's pretty obvious that I assume that the whole police department doesn't really take the whole Fourth Amendment business all that seriously.
No,
it's one of those like, you know, yeah, you know, if you feel like it, it's probable cause, you know, if you're, you know, if you don't like the attitude somebody's giving you when you pull them over for a traffic stop, yeah, I guess you smelled some booze, you know, sort of idea, or you smelled marijuana on them. How are they going to prove you didn't smell marijuana on them? Yeah, go ahead and say you had some probable cause, and then pull them out of the car and prone them on the curb and all of that stuff.
Or my favorite, the dog alerted.
Yeah,
the police dog. The police dog alerted.
Yeah,
give me a break.
Yeah, and then
that case that they actually when they started looking at statistics of the dog, where when he alerted and they actually found something, he was like accurate like 20% of the time, and the judge still upheld that as probable cause.
Yeah. I forgot what case that was, but yeah, no police dogs alerting for controlled substances is worse than chance, because police dogs are not trained to smell controlled substances. The officers think that's what they're doing, but instead the dogs are instead being trained to watch very, very closely that if their officers are anticipating something.
Yep.
Because how police dogs are trained is the officer who owns the dog or works with the dog has some contraband that they're allowed to use for training purposes, and they'll hide it in their backyard or they'll hide it in their living room, and they'll call the dog and they'll give the action commands.
Yep.
And then the dog will start sniffing around, and the officer that is leading the dog knows exactly where the drugs are, and so when the dog gets near the drugs, he's going, oh, I wonder if they're going to find that. The dog picks up on that cue.
Yep.
And it goes through. And it's the same thing goes with the, oh, man, this is a car full of, you know, full of teenage kids. I'm betting these guys are smuggling some weed.
Yep.
And the dog goes, oh, he thinks there's weed in this car. I'm going to bark, 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 yep. bark.
It's just like Clever Hans, the horse.
Exactly. I mean, and Clever Hans was, the owner was not nefarious. There was no ill thing. He believed that the horse could count as well, but instead, yep. the horse knew that could tell when he was like, okay, good, don't knock anymore.
Yep.
And you know, and the horse picked up on that, and so all of a sudden the horse could do arithmetic.
Yeah.
The horse didn't have to know how much you know 64 minus 17 was, so long as the owner knew.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, when you ask him a question, the owner doesn't know, he can't answer it.
Yep.
Hey. So yeah, the whole thing is, you know, it's, you know, they, you know, here's the thing: cops didn't used to shoot dogs because they didn't used to do the shit that they're doing now.
Yeah. Well, that's because, yeah, it was your Andy Taylor type police officer, where he was living and working with all the people around town. And so it was one of those like, yeah, if he needed to shoot somebody, it was really, really bad. And he wasn't going to just shoot somebody's dog or walk into somebody's yard or all that. He was going to, you know, knock on their door and say, you know, hi, ma'am, I've got reason to believe there's something bad going on here. Would you mind letting me in to go have a look? okay, well, how about I'll go get a warrant and then it'll go through. And they, you know, double check. They didn't want to get the wrong house. Love those wrong house raids.
Oh yeah, those are special.
Ugh, I mean those just terrify me, because on one hand we have gangs that are their MO is to stop by your local uniform store and essentially get all cop kitted out so that they look like cops, and they knock on the person's door, they kick the person's door, and they yell police, police, police. And the people comply with them, and then they rape them and kill them and steal their shit, you know. And it's a really good way to do it. You know, it's a good way to get people to not bunker down and start shooting.
Well, that's kind of what happened in Texas. You know, back in February, there was a guy, the cops did a raid on him. He was a pot grower, and they came in his house and he thought he was being attacked and robbed, and he shot and actually killed a deputy sheriff, and they took it in front of the grand jury trying to get him indicted on murder, and the grand jury refused to indict because they believed that he actually thought he was defending himself, you know, against an illegal
that's just a big reason why cops shouldn't do no-knock raid, because if someone kicks down your door, no matter what they say, no matter how they're dressed, you should probably start shooting them. You know, unless of course, in fact, you know that you're actually committing a crime, in which case, it's probably a good idea to, you know, well, do whatever you want. You're a criminal, so you know, the rules obviously don't apply to you anyway. So do what you want to do. But if you're a good, honest citizen, if someone kicks down my door right now, I'm grabbing my rifle and I'm gonna engage them, because I'm doing nothing wrong right now. Even this podcast is not anything wrong. This yep. podcast is perfectly normal.
Yeah, but they go in, you know, they get the wrong one, like that one where they threw the flashbang into the crib and
yep.
into the kid, and it was the wrong address.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
I love the chief of police or the sheriff, whatever it was. Well, it's their fault. They shouldn't have had a kid in there.
Ugh. Or how
That's
about
what
that?
He the case, said.
The case where the old woman in Georgia got shot as the police kicked the... They'd gotten it from an informant. An informant just given him some bogus address so he could go home that night. And they ended up kicking down the door of this little old lady in Georgia. And she, you know, she grabbed a gun and started shooting at him. And they shot and killed her. And then they went, oh shit, you know, we killed an old woman. The cops decided, and she called 911. And so the 911 was still recording and the cops didn't know that. And so they recorded these two cops. And thankfully, this is one of the few cases where, you know, SWAT officers do an awful went up the river, but it's because it was so egregious, is the old woman was still alive. And someone said, well, we should call an ambulance. No, 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 don't call an ambulance, because then she'll be able to testify against us. So I let her bleed out there, and then they started talking about, well, can we get our hands on some drugs so we can plant some drugs in the house so it looks like a legitimate raid? And thankfully, those guys went up the river. But, you know, in most cases, I mean, none of the guys in Ogden went up the river except for the guys that went across the River Styx.
Yeah, but, and, you know, if that recording hadn't happened, if she hadn't have called 911, or if it nothing. Disconnected or something, they'd have got yep. away with it.
They would have gotten away with it.
Yep. Speaking of, you know, other ways besides the SWAT team, I can't remember who did, but somebody posted on Facebook the old story, Law Dog in the Pink Gorilla Suit. Y'all ever read that one?
Oh, yes. He's actually told that story. You know, go ahead.
So, you know, that just shows how they can, instead of, you know, knocking at the door and coming in fully armed, you can use your brain and find out a better way to do it where nobody gets hurt.
Well, that's what they do all the time when they're going up against somebody that's really dangerous. You know, they pick them up on the street. They pick them up at work. They send them, they've done these things where they send them a thing saying they want a free TV. You got to come to this address and pick it up. You know, I mean, it's all kinds of stuff they can do. They seem to do these raids on people that, frankly, are not a threat.
I mean, hell, you just said it yourself. They do it on pot dealers.
Yeah, exactly.
Or guys that are growing marijuana. I'm sorry to say, but they don't pose a threat.
No, they're not.
No. The only thing they pose a threat to is Funyuns. That's the only reason why Funyuns exist is because because people smoke marijuana. There's no reason why people eat that shit otherwise. Those are so gross. I remember my parents. I asked my mom once to buy me a pack of Funyuns, and she said no. And then later on, I was older. There were two separate snack foods that I had asked to get. One was Funyuns, and one was Andy Cap hot fries.
Actually, I like those.
Yeah, no. but yeah. So, you know, finally, you know, when I got old enough that I was suddenly walking around with some jingle in my pocket, I went, oh man, I could buy these Funyuns myself. Nobody, you know, I don't have to ask anybody's permission. And my mom said I couldn't have them. You know what? Now I'm older and I've got my own money. So you know what? They're no boss of me. And it turned out my mom was right. Gross. So kids, listen to your mom.
Don't eat the damn Funyuns.
Or in the case of my daughter, listen to your dad, because mom's
that's right. Well, we're done.
Yeah, we kicked that show's ass.
Yes, we did.
It was the best show in the history of the internet.
And
wasn't it the best show in the history?
It was.
Yeah. Fuck you, England.
Got green to put on your cops. Fuck you, period. Not full stop. Fuck you, license plates. They're way too long. You don't drive on the right, and that's just wrong. Who flips down his wrist to turn on the light? It's the red, white, and blue, not the blue, red, and white. Fuck you in the office. It was only two seasons. Fuck these things you call muffins for some stupid reason.
Actually, English muffins are far more popular than
Nigerian. July 4th is a day.
Yeah.
We stand up and we say, hey, fuck you.
We're gonna get in legal trouble.
Yeah, it's all right. Fuck you, England.
Enjoyed it, guys.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Yeah.
And that's a show.
And yeah, English muffins. Actually, I'm not a big muffin person in general.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like English muffins.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I like them better than bagels.
We're not talking about bagels.
Yeah.
Bagels haven't entered the equation, Alan. Okay. You're going to play by the rules. This is not NAM. Alan, what was it like in NAM?
I have no idea. I wasn't there.
What was it like in Iwo Jima?
I don't know. I bet it was pretty screwed up.
Hey, what was it like, you know, charging up San Juan Hill? Was it that exciting?
It chafed.
Do you feel bad about the Trail of Tears?
Wool uniforms in the heat, man. That's all I gotta say.
It's true. What was the story? Why did they issue wool uniforms?
Because that's what they made stuff out of back then. It held up the best.
They had slavery. They had cotton.
Yeah, but cotton was more expensive and it didn't hold up as well.
Hmm. It also didn't make your balls sweat as much.
Well,
I mean, soldiers have to run. You can't run with tacky sack.
Yeah, but wool actually wicks that away from you.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't wear too much wool pants because I'm worried about my balls sweating.
Yeah, wool doesn't, unlike cotton, wool doesn't absorb the water and it kind of wicks it away. And
anyway. Is that true?
Yep.
Did you have a wool uniform in the Marines?
No. Well, actually, yeah, we did.
And how did it keep your balls?
Pretty sweaty.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. you can't run with tacky sack. That's what I'm saying.
That's what the powder's for.
What powder?
You know. All right, we're done.
I don't know what powder.
You know, like the talcum powder, you know?
Yeah, no, I never put that on my balls.
I need the talcum. Don't you know the joke? The guy goes into the store and asks the clerk for the talcum powder. The clerk says, oh, yes, right. Walk this way, sir. And the guy goes, if I could walk that way, I wouldn't need the talcum powder.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's a good one. Classic jokes.
Can't believe you hadn't heard that one.
I have never heard that one.
Wow.
Hey, Alan, why is the sport of baseball a farce?
I don't know.
Because no one with four balls can walk.
Oh, God.
What?
All right, everybody. We'll be back next week. Hopefully with everybody.
But nah, we're not going to be back next week. The show's canceled.
No, it's not.
Mid-season canceled. Instead, nope. It's going to be a rerun of Glamour Girls.
Nope.
Or rerun of That 70s Show.
Nope. We'll be back
Neil next Patrick week. Harris.
Nope.
What about Firefly?
Neil Patrick Harris was not on That 70s Show.
No, How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah, he was on that one.
That How I Met Your Mother show. I did say That 70s Show.
Yep.
I don't know. It was Ashton Kutcher. He's going to punk people in the 70s.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, good night, Internet.
Yep, good night, everybody.
Have a happy Independence Day. Yep. It's not the 4th of July. It is the 4th of July, but call it Independence Day. And especially if they're illegal in your state, use fireworks.
Yes, go set something off and go blow something up.
That's right.
Actually, we can shoot. We're outside the city limits where I am, so we can shoot fireworks. And they
can you shoot firearms?
That
was something. I mean, I just got a black powder revolver, and unfortunately, I don't have any of the equipment to touch it off. And I'm not gonna. I don't think my local gun shop's gonna be open.
You could shoot blanks. You can shoot a blank charge.
That was the one thing I was thinking about. Is put a little wad up of cotton patch
right
into that thing and go whoop.
Yep.
But I live in Massachusetts, and so therefore I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's completely illegal.
Well, I don't know if it's. I don't think it's illegal, but it's probably illegal because fireworks are illegal and having fun is illegal and drinking alcohol and all of that stuff. So instead, I'm going to drink some Buxton car bombs.
Tomorrow, somewhere in Texas, somebody will be ringing the anvil, firing the anvil up in the air.
And ooh. Have you done that?
I have seen it done. I have not done it myself.
I've seen it on YouTube. I haven't seen it in person.
I've seen it live in person. It was fun.
Was it at Boomer Shoot?
I think they did an anvil at Boomer Shoot. Yep.
Yeah. And can you hear the ringing? All the videos you always hear the anvil humming.
Yes, you can hear it ringing.
Oh, that's so cool.
It is. You know, and then it comes down the ground and goes thunk.
It sinks in like 5 feet.
Yeah, it sinks in pretty good.
You know, one thing I've always wanted to set up for the Independence Day is build a cremora pot. You ever seen those?
So what?
Oh, so what you do? Here's the so you get yourself a metal coffee can, and you drill a hole at the bottom, right at the seam, and then you stick a cannon fuse into that seam.
Okay.
Then you put just a sprinkling of black powder, just enough to cover the bottom, not a lot.
Okay.
And then you fill the thing up to the brim with non-dairy creamer, the powdered shit.
Oh.
Or you can also use I think you can also use that powdered gravy crap that they sell at Costco.
Huh.
And so you fill that all the way up, and then you light the cannon fuse. And what it does is it touches off. Oh, you put a piece of tissue paper in between the black powder and the dust, and so then the black powder pushes the dust up into the air and essentially creates the ideal fuel air mixture.
Oh, and then, for a dust explosion.
And then the flame catches it, and it makes a mushroom cloud.
Oh, cool.
It's not loud, though.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be, because it's just a burn. It's not an actual explosion.
Yep. Radis just posted a video. I haven't seen that one, so I'm going to be clicking on that video. So you know what? I'm going to leave, folks, because I'm going to click on that goddamn video.
All right. See y'all next time.
And I'm going to watch the Fuck You England video.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.